27-year-old Tina Nyangaru, the mother of 1-year-old baby girl, says she was abducted in Kothngor village 2 weeks after she gave birth to her baby in May last year. Nyangaru says she is anxious to return to Pibor and be reunited with her family.
I'm happy to go back and meet my relatives. It is not good being under the stranger's control. Not free to do anything or move freely. You have to follow the instruction or risk being killed. It's sad, but thank God we are here today.
Nyangaru says since she was abducted last May, she has not been able to communicate with any of her relatives. She says she does not know the whereabouts of her husband. Malwal Gabriel Kon, the Jonglei State Peace Minister, says Nyangaru, her daughter, another woman and 2 children were traced and rescued by security forces in Nyirol County. Kon says gunmen from Nyirol and Akobo counties abducted the 5 along with other people from the Greater Pibor administrative area last May. Minister Kon did not want to speculate on how many have been abducted, but Pibor Chief Administrator Konyi says more than 300 women and children have been abducted from Pibor areas since 2017 by Jonglei State Armed Youth. Kon says the communities of Dinkabor, the Murle and Nuer of Greater Jonglei have been working together to reunite the women and children with their families.
Through their efforts, we have seen the results. These 3 children were able to be recovered from the people who abducted them, and we don't encourage this as a state. We are working closely to revitalize the agreement that was reached at the grassroots. So far, with these 3 children that were brought and the 2 mothers, we are very glad. This is a great step forward from Jonglei state side. And hopefully we will also receive our children from Pibor administrative area.
Kon says the former abductees have been handed over to Save the Children International to facilitate their safe return and reunification with their relatives in the Greater Pibor administrative area. He says the Jonglei state authorities have not arrested any of the suspected abductors.
We are using a look within approach of peace. Because if you start arresting people, it will be very hard for you to trace the other children that are hidden. The only thing that we are using now is a peaceful approach. And in this peaceful approach, we look at the situation. If we start arresting people now, how will we get the other children that are in remote areas? So far, we have not conducted arrests. But hopefully, the customary laws will apply where necessary. And we believe with the local government act in place, all the necessary formalities will be followed.
Zawede Legacy from Save the Children in Jonglei State says his agency has received the 5 former abductees and will begin the process to reunify them with their relatives in Pibor.
From our observation, they are not in a good shape, like on health. Our observation indicated some of them, especially all the 3 children, are malnourished. So we will assign our nutrition experts to monitor and screen and do any response so that they can recover. And also we refer them to get health support so that they are very well. And we also work with our partner in the other end in Pibor on their family tracing. Then we manage to in cooperation with UNEMIS, who is providing air transports. We will facilitate their transporting back. I don't think it may take more than 1 week.
Legacy says child abductions are a clear violation of international child rights. Joshua Konyi, the Chief Administrator for Greater Pibor Administrative Area, welcomes the efforts by Jonglei State authorities to reunite families. Konyi says other women and children from Pibor were abducted by armed youth from Bor, Twitch East and Duke counties in 2017 and 2020 during revenge attacks in Pibor, and he is calling on authorities to trace and rescue those abductees.
We are happy about what has been done by the authorities in Jonglei State. What we are urging our brothers in Bor is to do more and collect our children that are with them. The children who are reported rescued were brought from the areas of Nuer. Now I have with me here some children from Dinkabor. Let them collect our children and we exchange.
In January this year, the Low Nuer Dinkabor communities of Jonglei State and the Murle community of Greater Pibor Administrative Area held a peace conference in Juba, where they agreed to bury their differences and embraced peace. At the end of the conference, leaders from the three communities signed a document stating all abductees shall be returned and the perpetrators shall be punished. It also said compensation shall be paid to the families of those killed or injured during attacks and revenge attacks during cattle raids. For VOA News, I am Dengaiding in Bor.